I welcome you with all my heart. I love you all, unconditionally, unequivocally. It's most wonderful to be with you again. Happy Halloween. Halloween is a time when you put on a mask and go around trick-or-treat. But we're all wearing masks all the time, aren't we? I ask you to take off your mask right now. Take off your face and who are you? Right now you think that you're an Ed or a Mary or a John or somebody else. And wear that kind of a mask. But that's not really you. You're free of all masks, all disguises. Your real nature is Brahman, Satchitananda. You've been wearing a mask all of your life, many lives, believing you were somebody else. And as long as you feel like someone else, you're going to suffer accordingly. As long as you feel you're a human being of any kind, you have to suffer. This is the nature of life. Every human being suffers. Show me one human being that doesn't suffer. I don't care who you are, how much money you have, what position you have in life. Everyone suffers because they think they're human. That's the catch. You suffer because you think you're human. I think you've got a problem. I think something's wrong sometimes. So you suffer accordingly. What if something happened to you where you didn't think you were human again? Or for the first time you saw something else? You saw beyond the body, beyond the mind. You saw your body and your mind in a superimposition of consciousness on yourself. Like ink on paper. But usually you stop and read the paper, the ink, the words. You forget about the paper, you forget about the paper. But now for some reason you awaken and you realize you're paper. And on paper there'd be no words. So you're the paper. And all of life's things are superimposed on the paper. On the kind of yourself and consciousness. Pandas. In other words, you're beyond all phenomenality. You're beyond all existence. Beyond everything. Everything, the universe, trees, the earth, planets, satellites. Everything is superimposition of the consciousness and the self. And you are that. By itself. Just upon this makes you feel good, makes you feel wonderful and free. But you need to experience it, you need what's going on in this world. You have something to do with this world at all. You're totally free of it. Feel this. You have total freedom right now. Completely free of everything. You feel wonderful, you feel good. You feel great. It's wonderful to be free. Why are you free? Due to the fact that previously you thought you were a body. And you thought the world was real, things were real. You were bothered with this world, made you sad, made you happy, made you all kinds of things. But now you realize that you're the witness to all these things. You're the witness of everything. The witness of less expression. But you're not less expression, you're the witness. So being the witness, was there the fear? We're going to be afraid of. You are enlightened in salvation. What should you be afraid of? How can anything happen to you? It's impossible. Only identification with the mind causes the world to appear and of course causes suffering. When you stop identifying with the mind, there's nobody to suffer. Not there any problems. Do not believe what the mind tells you or shows you in this world. The mind fools you, makes you believe things should be a certain way. And in that way you feel terrible, you feel like suffering, you feel bad. There's another truth, of course. And should you be totally free right now. And should your reality right now, this moment. It's only free right now, this moment. I know that many of you come in here and you want me to start talking right away. You're both sitting and looking at me. Your speech is the answer for you. Sitting in the silence is the answer. You're listening to words. Remember this always. Sitting with me is the answer. Words come and go. Always be grateful to sit in the silence. Feel the happiness inside of you. When you sit in the silence, feel the bliss in your head and your brain. Feel the bliss throughout the body. You sit quietly and start saying. This is what this thing is all about. Be still, be quiet, and feel the bliss in the brain. This causes changes to come. Fast changes. Your life becomes better. All fears leave you. The soul slows down. You also learn to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Learn to be still a lot. Stillness will remove all the burdens from you. Which was in karma, give you total freedom. Be still. It reminds me of the story of the holy man in the marketplace. He used to walk up and down the marketplace proclaiming God and the wonders of God, telling people they're sinners, and they're going to go to hell and suffer for the rest of their life, to repent, to get back with all they want. And of course, the street of the prostitutes. She's been a prostitute since she was 12 years old. This was a karma. And she would lament and cry, look out the window, and look at the so-called holy man and say to herself, "Oh God, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me." That's what she would say. Her son passed the book and over. And finally left their bodies. They both appeared in front of St. Peter and the kingdom of heaven. The holy man looked at the prostitute and he said to God, "Oh, look at this lady. She seems to be getting to heaven. What a support she has. She's going on below where she belongs." St. Peter opened the gate and pulled her in and left him out. He said, "Hey, what's this? Why are you doing this? I've been your servant all these years. I've preached about you, spoken about you to everyone. She's been pressed to. I can let her in and let me out. And St. Peter looked at him and he said, you've been doing a lot of talking, haven't you? You've been talking for 35 years, saying nothing but talking. But in your heart you had lust and greed, all kind of negative emotions. Honestly, she was oppressive on the outside. Inside she was pure. So she goes in, you go out. I went with you. Isn't this like us? Look at your own life. What do you do for your spiritual work? You talk a lot. You show your friend how much you know. You read books on this radio and say now you're enlightened. You know everything there is to know. It's just like the man in the marketplace. There's no difference. See, the secret is to know nothing. You know something. He who knows nothing becomes saved, so to speak. He who thinks he knows something has to go through life again and again. I don't want to keep quiet, be still. Humility. Humbleness. Loving kindness. Non-judgmental. Those are the things you have to practice. You grab all these thoughts before they start. Change them. This is what you have to do while you're alive. Never allow the thoughts to get the best of you. Never let the source to rule you. Become master over your thoughts, over your feelings, your emotions. Take control of your mind, your emotions, the world. In other words, don't allow the world to show you anything that makes you sad or upset. Become free by not reacting to things. You'll discover your real nature soon enough. You're going to be perfectly free now. Anyone can become free, they'll stop reacting to things. It's not hard. People continue to practice so many sadness, so many spiritual practices. They travel all over the world looking for freedom. Looking for the person who can help them become free. It takes many years, many incarnations, to finally learn no one can free but yourself. First you have to understand that you're already free. You've always been free, you'll always be free. Secondly, sometimes we remove all the things of this world and make you think you're not free. In other words, you have to negate the world. Don't try to work on things that make you free, because you're really free. But work on yourself to get rid of the things that you're not free. The thoughts, the emotions, the feelings. When you feel you're in a bad mood, change it. Who would want to talk to you in a bad mood? You and I both know people like this, don't we? They sit around all day saying how bad I feel lousy, I feel this, I feel that. You don't have to feel this way, change it. You have the power to change it. Change the way you feel. By changing your mind. It's not necessarily a bad feeling with people. Awakens in yourself. Awakens in yourself now. Not tomorrow, next week, but now. To paralyze in between the words. I give you a space to feel it. And the space between my words is a power. Feel it between the words. You've heard the words. Now feel the power between the words. We've been programmed to think certain ways. Most of us never change. I was saying you have to change, you never get anywhere. But I think about developing tremendous humility. I keep saying this over and over again to you, you have to develop humility, that comes first. What does humility mean? It means leave everything alone, leave everybody alone. You don't have to fit in anyone's life unless they ask you to. And if they ask you to, tell them to go on their own path, show them which way to go. You have no right to fit in anyone's life. This is the first thing you have to learn in spiritual life. You have to become free, liberated. Leave people alone, leave things alone, leave the world alone. There is a current which knows the way. And know that they gave everything in this world. Not any help from you. You should just go within and look for the current. Feel the current within you. Inside of your heart. That's the current. So you have a little small voice inside of you. If you have no humility, you can't love. No matter love, you have to have humility. Catch yourself if you can't continue thinking. When you're singing the song, some of you were thinking. Most of you, thoughts come to you, this or that. That's what you have to work on. Just when you're back, you're not working on it. Stop thinking, you have to stop yourself from thinking. Always say to whom these thoughts come. You have a message to do, that's what you work with. To whom these thoughts come. Me? Who am I? They're changing the train of thought. Do whatever you have to set the thoughts. If you have a mantra, use a mantra. If you have some kind of method that you're using, use it. The important thing is to accept the source and know what's going on. Whatever method you use to stop them is good. But accept the thoughts. So you have to accept the thoughts. As the source slows down, everything will take care of itself. From this moment on, vehemently, make up your mind that you'll never again allow the source to rule you. You'll catch the source before it gets started, before they expand, and stop them. This is what you have to do. All is well. Any questions you'd like to ask? No questions, huh? Makes this work for me. So I'm going to be the Shrivakar Gita.
Happiness.
That's confusing to some people. Even in the Upanishad it says, I am Brahman. But the average person will believe the body is Brahman, or God. The average person believes that what you are is God. It's not true. What you are can never be God. What you are is a mistake. What you are is an illusion. But I am is God. You're not I am. Or you don't believe you're I am. The real I am of you is God. That's what we're talking about. I am is Brahman. You're the body. So someone says that I am God, be careful then. You're referring to the body. If you're really God, you have nothing to say. If you understand what that means, I am Brahman, be silent, be silly, be quiet. You have nothing to say. Someone walks around saying, I am Brahman, be careful of that person. Someone tells you, I am God, and you're not, be careful of that person. I am is Brahman. And I am is all there is, there's nothing else. Because nobody exists. The world does not exist, the universe does not exist. God does not exist. Nothing exists. Only Brahman exists. And you are that right now. Have any announcements? We're going to have a Bhandara at the end of this month. Thanksgiving on Thursday. On Sunday we'll have a Bhandara. This way you get to come here and enjoy yourself. Bring a friend, relative, enemy, somebody you hate. We'll have music, food, dancing. So remember, it'll be the end of this month, the end of November, after Thanksgiving on Sunday.
What? Before or after?
After.
Both.
say? Or forever hold your peace. For God dwells in you as you, Om Shanti, peace. And this concludes another session.